talk about how Sean has come to you, and you guys have always come to you with play call ideas when you work together. How have you seen him grow just from when he first got here to now? How comfortable he feels doing that?
Yeah, no, we've had a, you know, I think from day one, he's a very easy guy to get along with. He's a very easy guy to talk to. And you know, when it comes to football, he's got some pretty good insight, even though he's a young player. So I don't think it's so much that he suggests plays. It's more about the plays that are in. You know, he always, you know, maybe there's four or five plays in the game that he has, you know, a suggestion about, like, tweaking a little bit during the week. And that's, it's usually a good one, which is pretty interesting. That's usually the case with really good players. They know what they're talking about. And so, yeah, we talk a lot about that. It's very, it's a, you know, it's a great relationship between Deshaun, myself, Sean, you know, Pat and Tom. It's a really good quarterback room.
Bill, it's the first day since a significant player departure with Dwayne. I know he hasn't been here all year, but he's been a Houston Texan for 9 years.
Yep.
When you have a significant player departure like that, is that something that you address with the team at all? Is that, or is it just kind of,
you know, look, I think everybody knows how I feel about Dwayne Brown. I mean, I have tremendous respect for Dwayne. You know, he played very hard for us for the time that we were here. And like you said, you know, for 6 years previous to that. So, you know, we wish Dwayne the best. We always try to do what's best for the player and what's best for the team. And then, you know, it is a business. You know, that's the nature of how the NFL works. Some guys get traded from one team to another, and we move on as a team. And what's important is that the team understands, you know, that part of it, that part of the business, and they get ready for Indianapolis. The next guy's got to step up, you know, whether it's, you know, obviously Chris Clark, you know, Julion Davenport, Kendall Lamb, you know, so that's kind of how we address it. We definitely move on, and we wish Dwayne the best. With, you know, what we had, you know what I mean? Same as what we had. Yeah, I mean, I think, look, a lot of that was, you know, I think it's team defense. You know, there was times where, you know, there wasn't much of a pass rush. So, you know, it's very, with the rules the way they are, it's very difficult to cover these guys really for more than 2 or 3 seconds when you really look at it. You know, you've got to combine the rush and the coverage. When I don't care, you know, what team it is, if you have no pass rush and guys are just running free on certain plays, it's going to be hard to stay in coverage, whether it's man or zone. I think the other thing too that happened, and it's happening to us, you know, a couple times this year, is just, you know, obviously the extension of plays. And so we have to do a better job of trying to keep these guys in the pocket, which is much easier said than done. I think our guys competed hard. I don't even look at it as bouncing back. I know our guys are ready to go. They had a good start to the week today, and they'll be ready to go on Sunday against Indianapolis. Yeah, no, he's a good player. He's big, physical guy, good arm, understands their system real well. You know, obviously getting used to the guys that he has now there relative to what he had in New England when he was backing up Tom. You know, he's got Hilton and Doyle and Moncrief, you know, those guys. Frank Gore in the backfield. You know, they've got some guys on offense that are very challenging to stop, and he's doing a good job of getting the ball to them. We'll see. You know, he's still kind of battling. He's kind of banged up, but Julion could be in there. Chris Clark could be in there. Kendall Lamb, you know, that's kind of how it'll go.
No off days for JD and Jonathan.
Yeah. Yep. Just a off day. They'll be back tomorrow. General. Yeah, no, I mean, those guys, they complement each other really well. I mean, they're you know, very, very different type of receivers. You know, obviously Hop has, you know, really good size, you know, great hands, route running ability. And then, you know, Will's got the great speed, and Will's really improved. He's a really good route runner. He's a smart player. You can line him up anywhere. You can line Hop up anywhere. You know, they're very bright players. We love coaching them, and they've opened it up themselves. You know, it's a matter of being able to protect. Deshaun's done a great job of getting him the ball, and, you know, it has to continue. That's what you always, as a coach, you're always concerned about, yeah, it's gone well so far, but, you know, it needs to continue. It can't take a dip. You know, it's something that we have to really change up every week, but continue to try to, you know, make plays in the passing game, but be balanced with the running game. That's the key, and that's what we're trying to do this week. Yeah, I think my personal message to him, you know, I really have a lot of faith in Will. I have a lot of trust in Will. I just really have a lot of respect for Will. He's a very bright guy. He's, you know, I've known him for a while. You know, there were times last year where he made some really great plays for us and other times where, you know, he could have made the play and didn't make the play. And I know there's not much that I would have to say to him to motivate him to get better. I felt like he had to get stronger, just like every rookie, you know, between their first and second year. Obviously, you know, be more consistent catching the ball. And he did that. You know, he got hurt. And then when he came back, and that was unfortunate, but he really worked hard to get back a lot faster than we thought he would. I mean, he had a really tough injury, and he really worked to get back, and it's really made a difference with our football team. So it's not a lot to motivate. Will motivates himself, you know. Well, I think, yeah, I mean, it's a, you know, it's an interesting point. I would tell you that he throws a very catchable ball. You know, he throws a ball that, you know, the guys love to catch. I mean, he you know, he has touch on the ball underneath. He can launch it down the field. He can throw the, make the intermediate throws. I mean, he can make all the throws with a catchable ball. It's one thing to say, yeah, this guy can make all the throws. Yeah, but, like, the underneath throw, yeah, like, yeah, can he make that throw? But is it a 90-mile-an-hour heater? You know, that's not what we want to do. We want to put touch on it, give it to the guy where he can make a play. And I think that's what Deshaun has. You know, he's got the ability to throw a catchable ball. And I think these guys are, you know, obviously very excited to play with Deshaun. You know, so they work very hard to get open. They work hard in practice. And what you see on the practice field, they try to, you know, take it from the practice field to the game. Yeah, I mean, I think like when you know, look, we've said it for a long time here, you know, that, you know, the quarterback position is very important. And when you have one, you know, obviously it helps your whole team. And relative to pass catchers, whether it's receivers, tight ends, backs out of the backfield, you know, they're you know, whether it's subconscious or conscious, they're going to work extra hard to get open because they know he distributes the ball to a lot of different people. You know, it's not just Hop and Fuller. Griffin's had some catches. You know, I think he has 13 or 14 catches. Guys out of the backfield, you know, Bruce. So they know if they work at it that they have a chance to get the ball.
You know, there have been so many teams now, high school running spread offenses and things. How much do you feel like what you're doing with Deshaun is just more kind of where football's going with there being more athletic quarterbacks turning this league right now?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. I mean, I think it's probably something, you know, it would be interesting to kind of get into it more in the off season. I would tell you that, you know, our philosophy here, my personal philosophy is to make sure you try to understand the skill set of the players that you have and, you know, make sure that you're doing what you feel they're comfortable doing. What are they good at? And clearly he's good at a lot of different things. And so we try to, you know, incorporate things into the offense that, you know, he's good at, and that's what we're trying to do. The whole spread conversation, like I said, is probably more for after the season, but that's an interesting thing because we're not a spread. You know, we're still – I would classify us as, you know, we have a tight end in a game, sometimes two tight ends. We're a downhill running team. You know, we're a play-action team. We're an empty team. We do a lot of different things, and, you know, I don't know if that's spread. I think we're still – you know, we're a pro-style offense with a guy that can do a lot of different things.
Since you have your Astros hat on,
McCullers on the mound. I feel great about it, right? I mean, he's a bulldog. The last game I went to was last year, and he was the pitcher, and he pitched against the Angels and was awesome. So I think it's going to be great. We'll have it on. We got to work on third down tonight, but we'll have it on our TV in the corner and go Astros.
Will, Jonathan Joseph alluded to kind of the style of the game is on a daily basis different because of high scoring that on defense. That means the opposing offense has to, you know, really try to be just as explosive as your offense is. Does that make coaching a defense particularly difficult because the style of game is different than what you guys have had the last 2-3 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's had to adjust a little bit. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I think that, you know, clearly, and this is no excuse, we've had some injuries, especially on that side of the ball, which is, you know, we've had to change things regardless of, you know, what's going on within the game. Guys are playing different positions, doing different things. That's one thing. And, look, I think every game's different. You know, I think that, you know, when you look at the Seattle game, that's just kind of the way the game went. I mean, we were having trouble stopping them. They were having trouble stopping us, and, you know, they got the ball last. And but, you know, this week could be very different. Could be a low-scoring game. I mean, you just never know. It depends on how the game goes early on and how you adjust during the game. But, you know, I think each game's very different.
Shootouts like that more difficult to coach? Is it our decisions tougher?
I just think overall it's any game's challenging, but you know, I think you know you're always trying to go into the game and have a real understanding of how the game's being played, and you know, whether it's a high scoring game or a low scoring game, I think the decisions that you make, whether it's at the end of the half or at the end of the third quarter or obviously at the end of the game, they're difficult no matter what type of game it is. No, we've you know, it's funny, like when I was at Georgia Tech, we ran a wish. How old are you, Aaron? Sorry to ask. Yeah, so 97, 98, 99, 2000, we had a quarterback named Joe Hamilton there. We ran a wishbone. So I've been running the wishbone. You know, I've had an idea about the wishbone for a long time, and so all of that, what you talk about, the spread and all that, that's all it is. It's veer option. It's, you know, and we don't, you know, we're doing some of that, but like, again, we're more of a pro style downhill running game. But yeah, the wishbone's fun. I mean, we try to incorporate some of the things that we had from 25 years ago into the wishbone, and I mean, into our offense, and it's been good.
Is it interesting, like Deshaun lit up when we asked him about that? I mean, he obviously wasn't born when you were Georgia Tech, so
is no.
That funny that he loves something that's kind of.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, I think he's very familiar with a lot of the things that we do because he, you know, again, like it's kind of hard for me to explain it. Everything's kind of derived from the wishbone is what I'm trying to say to Aaron. So, like, what he did at Clemson is a form of, you know, the wishbone. And so he has a really good understanding of a lot of the things, you know, that we do. And that's been fun, you know, to hear how he was – taught it at Clemson and what we do here, and you know, we try to you know, communicate a lot on those things. That's kind of what I was saying to Sarah, you know, like that's what we talk about. He doesn't come in with a list of plays like I want these plays. I mean, he's still a rookie, you know what I mean? So we have our plays, and he says, hey, you know, we used to do this or do that, and that's how we communicate about it.
Do you feel like you've gotten more freedom this year?
I really can't stand talking about myself like that. So you know, we just try to do the best job we can for the team. And like I said before, we try to look at the skill set of the guys that we have and try to think of what's the best way to move the ball. I mean, we don't look at it as creative, not creative. You know, we just kind of, this is what's best for our team.
So Deshaun's skill set allowed you to, I guess, open up the playbook a little bit more?
It's different, you know. So he's such a unique player that it's not even about opening it up. It's just about, like, again, like, this is what he does well. So, you know, hey, here's some things that we can do that maybe we haven't shown before because, you know, we haven't had that type of quarterback. So he's a very unique player.
Do